welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. And for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome in. We hope that you will subscribe, share, and review the show. This week, we are talking about planning an international trip for a group. We'll offer tips on how to budget, stay organized, as well as delegate. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
You had some recent travels.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like I've been everywhere.
Yes.
The inside of my phone has like 1,000 pictures from the last two months that I'm still working on. But yes, most recently, I had an opportunity to travel with 45 women who we are all a part of the greatest sorority ever, Delta Sigma Theta. And we celebrated our 25th anniversary. So it's 25 years of membership.
Wow.
And we just, I mean, when I think about the planning of the trip and then actually having it all come together and just the fellowship and the encouragement and being able, I think as a hotelier, we plan these events with our eyes closed and we keep it moving to the next one.
Yeah.
But to actually plan and be a part and use my knowledge to explain to some of our committees, hey, this is how this works. This is, you know, and just guiding them on different aspects of working with the hotel. Absolutely amazing. We went to Breathless, which is a part of AMR Resorts in Montego Bay, Jamaica. And huge shout out to them. I mean, that the hospitality, one, you're in the Caribbean, so you're going to get
it. Who could be mad at that?
Yeah, you're going to get it anyway. But they definitely went above and beyond. And I had to laugh because they were like, okay, we're going to create a WhatsApp with all, you know, with your committee people and the GM. And like, I had all the catering managers and everybody right there and available, which I know that that's something we do in our hotels.
Yeah.
But it was truly an amazing experience. I'm ready to go back tomorrow.
So let's talk about planning a international trip for 45 of your
closest friends.
You know, how does that even bloom? I mean, how do you decide, hey, our 25 year is coming up, where are we going? Who's on the committee? What are the committees for? How do you land on a hotel? And then how do you keep everybody engaged once you get there? Is that all you, or are you just doing the hotel portion? Walk us through that process as planning a girl trip.
You know what? I almost think that's a whole nother show.
It is. No. And it is. And we're going to make it another show.
Okay. Because it really is. So for us, what we do is initially we send out a survey, because this is, I mean, you think girl trip, maybe 10 people, eight people.
Yeah. You know, ours is usually around 14.
Yeah.
Our annual. Yeah.
I think when you cross over 2025, it's small group. It's a small, you know, it's a transaction. It's a small group.
Yeah.
So for us, what we start off with is we create a survey.
Yeah.
And we send the survey, and one of the questions, like the questions may start with, where are you interested in going?
Yeah.
And so we'll put like Caribbean, like Mexico, or we'll put something domestic, you know, and then we always have a write-in.
Yes.
If you like, oh, I really want to, whatever. So we'll start off with there.
We then do the same thing. I think we have a group me. We have a group me chat, the app, and we also did the survey. So we did like Phoenix, Mexico, and Martha's Vineyard, something like that. So yeah, we put like three or four. We do exactly the same thing.
Yeah. And then we talk about investment. Yeah. How much are you willing to pay for this?
Sure.
And so we go down and, you know, we have different ranges, how much money you guys want to spend, you know, mm-hmm. realistically. Mm-hmm. And we might have a set of dates. You know, it's always for us, it's always going to be in April, but you know, we put two or three different date ranges in there. And so we get the survey, we collect the information, and we always start off like we have committees that handle different aspects of the trip. I'm always on the logistics committee.
Sure.
You know, for obvious reasons.
Me too. Me too. Right. I'm always always on the lodging and yeah.
Because you know a little something about that.
That's it. Yeah.
You know a little something about that. So we will meet, break down the information from the survey, and then the conversation starts.
Yeah.
You know, where have you traveled? Where have you been? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think about this chain? And I'm usually open to that, even though I've always been connected to a chain.
Sure.
But I'm open. Like if somebody said, let's go to a X hotel, I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then that's what we decided. Okay, we're going to Jamaica. So we're looking at hotels. We know we want all inclusive. And you know, I remind them, hey, sometimes in the Caribbean, life's a lot slower over there. So let's just keep that in mind when we're looking for information.
You have to provide the rules of engagement if people are new to the destination. That's important.
Yeah. Yes. And something that, like, I know we can work directly with the hotel, but no one wants to sign a contract with attrition.
Right.
No one. So that's when I'm usually looking for an agency, a travel agency, mm-hmm. where we can maybe book some kind of courtesy block, if you will, mm-hmm. situation. That was able to happen. We did that, was able to negotiate with them some really nice things. When you're bringing in a group of that size, you do have a little bit more buying power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were, you know, we're able to get that all tightened up with them. They had some nice concessions. And then I also handle a second committee because we have opening day, mm-hmm. and they plan the activity for the day of arrival. And then we have a banquet committee. They plan our closing celebration.
Ah, okay.
So we have the closing committee. We have an excursion committee.
Oh, wow.
I have a number of sisters who work in the medical field. They are the emergency services committee.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because, you know, if something should happen to you while we're abroad, we need to have that information. So they have spreadsheets with everybody's emergency contacts, who's on medication, what are you allergic to. They also create a survey that they send out. So when we leave here, we're ready. When we leave the United States, we are ready to be outside. My second committee that I have is the swag bag committee.
Talk about the swag bag. Yeah.
So yeah, I handle all things swag. And that means shopping for the items, deciding, my committee and myself decide on what's going in the bag. We choose the price point. We always try to provide items that complement the trip that we're on.
Sure.
So we know at some point we're all going to go down to the beach. So this year it was a kimono.
Yeah.
In previous years, it had been a sarong.
Yeah.
So we give you things. I always try to include some sort of travel item, and then everything else is there to complement the trip that we're on.
Yeah.
A couple commemorative items. them. So I, you know, I've got swag, and then getting it down there, which that's a whole nother story. Getting it to the location.
I love that.
But yeah, we go down.
We also do swag bags. So I will do the bag, right? Mm-hmm. And then I will tell everybody participating to bring their favorite thing, their favorite item that they use, and bring one for everybody. So that way we'll fill up the bag. Everybody will be surprised. You have no idea what's in there, but it will be something that was picked, you know, by your friend that they love. So whether it's a favorite mascara or lip gloss or eyelashes or candle, and everybody leaves with a bag full of really nice stuff. Yeah, it was so fun. One of the things we got last year when we were in Martha's Vineyard was a little personal diva fan that was bedazzled. So you can carry it. You can carry it around your neck and use it on the plane or, you know, on the beach or whatever. But it was so cute and so bedazzled. And it was like a big hit with everyone, because we're all women of a particular age. We have the private summers.
It's just
those private summers.
It's just so fun when you know, when you get the stuff and people like it.
Yeah.
And just like you said, most of the items are things that was somebody's favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know, that we sit and we discuss. And we did fans as well. And one of the girls was like, I got to have a fan. You know, I got to have a fan in there. And even sourcing the bag, like I did some shopping from China. And, you know, I was able to source and customize a lot of things. So it was a different kind of experience.
Yeah.
But one aspect of our trip that always blows my mind is, so each day we're coordinating outfits. We call them the uniforms.
Yes.
We're wearing the uniforms. So on our Thursday night welcome reception, the theme was uninterrupted citrus.
Oh,
uninterrupted citrus.
I love
so here
that.
You are, 45 women in these yellows and lime greens and oranges
and grapefruit. The pictures were amazing.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, I will put them on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So we always have professional photography, so we can get all these group shots. But
uninterrupted citrus. I love that.
And so that committee, that's what they came up with. So, you know, that's what we did. And then because we were going to Jamaica, everybody received a t-shirt in the theme of the Jamaican flag. And then it just so turns out the resort was having a Rasta party.
Oh,
that,
they were.
So we, right. So we wore our t-shirts for the Rasta party. And then we did, we were taking photos in our red swimsuits. So we had the black and white kimonos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So imagine standing in the lobby. There's 45 women all dressed exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Red swimsuits, black and white kimonos. And we're, you know, we're, the staff would come out and they'd be like, oh, look at you guys.
I love the daily uniform.
Yeah.
That's so
and then
much
we finished
fun.
Up. Saturday night was our silver celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all wore silver dresses.
Yeah.
Of
that
all
picture was amazing too. Oh, I wish you guys could see. It was so beautiful. I mean, there were dresses and jumpsuits and I mean, everything was so, so pretty and just so elegant. And I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great time.
It's always funny when we leave a destination. There's going to be somebody from the staff that's taken the whole thing in with us, you know? And so as I was leaving, I was taking care of the staff because I know we had ran these people.
Yeah, of course.
we had, I mean, butler's bringing us jerk chicken on the beach.
Yes.
Ran these people. Yes. They took care of us. They putting on folks' sandals. They took care of us.
Wow. That's the experience, though.
It is. It is. I was taking care of the staff on my way out the door, and just the hugs and the other members from the team coming out like, hey, you know, I saw you here. I wanted to meet you. I wanted to talk to you. You know, thank you for coming here. And I'm like, that's that hospitality. Yes. And that I'm like, even sometimes I have to remind myself, that's what I need to be giving. Yeah. The way those people made me feel, that's what I need to be giving back.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I'm all for the large group travel, which is weird because I feel like I can only travel with like two people. But
yeah.
But you know, if you're going to do it, be organized, do it well, it can be amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the tip is to be organized. Right. And
yeah,
you know, let everybody take a role. So I like the fact of the different committees and people being involved with it, you know, from the beginning and not, and not saying, well, you plan this or I didn't have anything to do with this. It's good to have everybody's input. I mean, even when we did Martha's Vineyard last year, we were so detailed down to like the menu every day, you know, who are you, you know, the oat milk and the almond milk and the no seafood and the whatever.
Yeah.
And it worked, you know, because everybody had a say in it. And, you know, as a result, everybody wins. So I love that.
And that's it. You don't have any problems out there. And then too, like I always tell people, get on a committee because you have no idea. You have no idea what it takes, the countless conversations, the, you know, the back and forth. Everyone's appreciative, but when they're involved, and then too, I'm going to be on vacation too.
That's
you
it.
Know?
Yeah.
I
this is your vacation. This is your money. So you want to have some input and some say as to what goes on, because this is your coin you're spending as well. So
exactly. So it's like
involved.
When you finish up your part, then it moves on to the next guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on vacation too.
Yeah.
You know,
planning an event internationally. Do you have any tips or recommendations when, you know, when working with the hotel internationally? You mentioned the WhatsApp channel, and that worked out pretty well, you know, communicating back and forth with the hotel.
So one of the things, because, and I mean, I can, well, yeah, a couple places, they don't move with the same urgency. The sense of urgency that we have here is not the same
right
there.
So recognizing that,
recognizing that up front, and then being, whenever I sent an email, I was super detailed. I did not have a lot of fluff. I used like bullet points.
Yeah.
You know, this is this, you know, here's what I need kind of thing. So really being patient and detailed in what you're looking for. So when they do respond, you're getting a full, you know, a full package on that. And then as far as like WhatsApp, before we go somewhere, like the week of, like last Monday or Tuesday, we went ahead and we set up a WhatsApp group because we knew once we got out there, people's phones probably were not going to work.
Yeah.
So we created our own WhatsApp group to communicate with each other.
Sure.
And then, you know, then the hotel packed on with theirs so that we could reach out to them.
Yeah.
And we also use Photo Circle. And it's a photo sharing app. And we create our own photo circles so that as everybody's snapping pictures from on the flight, on the, you know, whatever, that we can share these pictures together.
Yeah.
And it's so insane because that photo circle has over 1,000 pictures in it.
Wow.
So you get to really see the trip from everybody's viewpoint.
Oh, I love
but,
that.
But yes, you definitely, you just have to be patient in knowing that they're used to seeing groups. But you know, it's different. It's different. You need to be patient. If you're shipping items to the property, get a head start on that.
Yeah, that takes a minute.
It does. I think their window was like 8 weeks.
Oh.
I was like, I don't have 8 weeks. So I'm bringing another suitcase with all these additional items that need to come down with me and ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, it's 45 of y'all. Somebody, you know, we can work it out.
Yeah.
But being patient and being open with what you're looking for and what you're expecting.
That's great.
Oh yeah.
I love a good girls trip. And all the tips that you gave are gonna help somebody prepare for theirs this summer. So we appreciate
definitely
that.
Get
Thank
out
you,
there.
Nikki.
Yeah, man. I'm just dealing with, you know, hey. I'm ready to go again.
Same. Let's go.
I got outfits. I got stuff over here. I'm ready to go.
Thank you for listening to Don't Look Under the Bed. We appreciate your support of the show. Please subscribe, share, and leave a review. Thank you.